Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 340. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by The Mantles. The song is called Time to Come Away. It's on the album All Odds End, which came out October 16th of this year on Slumberland Records. And while it may not sound like it, that band is from Oakland. They are not from 1986 and somewhere, I don't know, Brighton maybe? I don't know, somewhere in the UK. But definitely not a C86 band, just one that loves that sound and does it so very well. So that is The Mantles starting off this week. I don't know, I got odds and ends for you. That's kind of what happens towards the end of the year. I got a track here from T-Shirt Weather. This song is called Flutter Through the Winter.
Constitutes my mind, the thought seems to extend. I fumble threads like spiders' webs throughout my body from my head.
We are snowflakes, you and I, specks of diamonds in the sky. We flutter through the winter, then we're gone. But we're no one quite alike. As we fall, we catch the light. We flutter through the winter, then we're gone. My heart is a hell. We are the rainy countryside, resplendent with despair. But the world's pride is endless as the warmth blooms within us. We are strength beyond our knowing. We are stronger than we're showing. Will you kneel before your fears, or will you stand and meet their eyes? Will you settle down, show them how you rise? We are snowflakes, you and I, specks of diamonds in the sky. We flutter through the winter, then we're gone. But we're no one quite alike. As we fall, we catch the light. We flutter through the winter, then we're gone. When I settle down, frightened of the stillness, come to see a panic as an illness. But won't my illness be the entirety of me? And I try to trust and value from the sickness.
We are snowflakes, you and I, frightened
of the stillness
in the sky.
And I've come to see a panic as an illness.
A warm man.
Turn on 12.
for 15 years, what we'll even have to talk about.
Indie pop around here at the Too Much Rock Podcast. And that last track there was Trust Fund with the song Football. That's on the album Seems Unfair, which came on October 30th on Turnstile Records, a band out of Bristol in the UK. That's a pretty good song, but the video's even better. So you can go ahead and pause this and go find that video and watch it and listen to that song all over again. And I'll wait. Glad you're back. We started that set off with T-Shirt Weather with the song Flutter Through the Winter. That was the A-side of a cassette single released on Oddbox Records back in February of this year. A band from Durham in England, if you didn't recognize that accent. That is my favorite accent in the whole of the UK, by the way. T-Shirt Weather have a new album coming out in, January maybe, also on Oddbox. And all indications are that it's going to be a very, very good record. So looking forward to that one. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a great podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Speaking of good music, I'm going to start a set off here with Elizabeth Morris. The song is called Historic Times.
At the end of a long day with 40 degrees in the shade, I am standing on a hillside watching someone I used to love play. And the singer is much thinner than I remember. So what does that make me? And he's hiding what's left of his hair under a cap. No, we're not so young, but we are still free. And the moon tonight is a custard cream, and it hangs high above the Adriatic Sea. And there's a wooden stage in a tree, and electric lights swaying in the breeze. And I don't remember very much. I admit I am guilty of wasting through the day. But you light me up like a thousand fireflies. Oh, light me up in your arms tonight. and the city tonight is a distant dream, and the countryside is the place to be, and we don't dance very well, but we can twirl. And I don't remember very much, I admit I am guilty of wasting through the day. But you light me up like a thousand fireflies, or light me up in your arms tonight. There's something I have to say. These are historic times, and I can feel the earthquake with what we've left behind. And I don't mind. No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
It's been so many months, a feeling like we both.
Have I mentioned indie pop yet? We started that set off with Elizabeth Morris of Allo Darlin' with the song Historic Times. That is on the four-song EP Athens, which she just self-released November 25th. You can find that on her own Bandcamp. After that, we heard from Rat Boys from Chicago with the song Tixis. Maybe that's how it's pronounced. From the album, oh, that's even worse, A-O-I-D, which kind of looks like a weird upside down backwards void on the album cover, but who knows what it's really called. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. That was released back in June on Top Shelf Records, but I just picked that up when the band was playing through Kansas City a few weeks ago. They just finished a tour with Bedroom Sons, and they head out, I forget with whom, but they head out with somebody again in January for another month or so, mostly on the East Coast, I think. Very good band to see live and a very good album. And then we wrap that set up with Bruising with the song Emo Friends. That is the A-side of their single, which just came out November 20th on Beachcoma Records. That's a band based out of London. They've got an album coming out soon, sometime in the spring maybe, that it promises to be big. And I know the band, every band that plays with them in the UK says they're just fantastic. So I imagine they're very good live, and I would like to see them, and please come to Kansas City. Well, I guess I should go ahead and wrap things up here and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 340. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media websites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things are going to be busy this weekend, and then who knows? On the 11th, there's a in-store performance at Mills Record Store of Berwinger and Rev Gusto, and then you can head over to Blind Tiger immediately afterwards and catch Berwinger again with Conquerors as part of the release show for, both the Conquerors and Berwinger, I guess. On the 12th, you can continue that release weekend with Conquerors and Shy Boys playing at the Mills release show on the 12th, and then follow them all the way out to Lawrence if you like to catch Conquerors and I think Berwinger again at the replay that night. On the 13th is the Hooligan Holiday at the Uptown, Dress to Impress, and then I don't have anything on my calendar that I care about until like February, so I'm going to have to fill that up with something. I don't know with what, though. Someone find me some good rock shows. Let's go. Let's do that. Is it hidden in a basement somewhere? Are you keeping secrets from me? Tell me, Kansas City. Where am I supposed to go to avoid holiday cheer and find punk rock? Looking at the website, lots of things have happened since we talked last. We've got photos up of the Get Up Kids, Berwinger show. We've got photos up of the Interrupter show. Photos up of the Architects Big Iron Rackety's show. By the time you hear this, we'll probably have all the photos up of the Hillary Watts riots, Sextonic Plates, and I forget the other band that played, and I really like them. Oh, well, that's sad. But there'll be photos of them too, whoever they are. And then photos from the Queers, Cave Girls, and Drop a Grand too. So it's been a very busy week. Well, it's been 2 weeks. That's the issue, right? I didn't do one last week. So it's 2 weeks worth of shows on the website that you can check out. Anyway, I should stop talking and play some music. And I've got some scary news for you. It's folk metal. It's a band called Managarm, or actually I think it's Monogarm. There's some little kind of angstrom-looking thing over that A, I think. They are from Sweden. The name of the song I'm going to play is called Call of the Runes, and it's on the band's self-titled album, which came out November 20th on Napalm Records. So, as always, we go from bizarre little twee indie pop to crazy folk metal, but that's just the way the Too Much Rock podcast works. But I always slide it here at the end, so hey, you can just fade it out right now. I know, even my wife does. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week, I guess, for the Christmas Spectacular. So it's that time of year. Thank you very much. Next week.